foes will come for me like never before. Devils of all kinds crawling out of their crevices to strike at me.
Must you jump into crippling paranoia already?
Rather foolish of you to come here alone.
She didn't come alone, brother.
No one is safe.
Your sires are coming. They will destroy everything you love.
The Originals, all new this Friday at 9, 8 central on the CW.
What's up, everybody? It's Mike again of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday. I'm trying to knock these suckers out before I head off to Drinko Bingo. If you're here in Houston and you want to play bingo and you like drinking alcohol, swing by there. Diablo Loco on Richmond. I host there with my fellow crew, Jammin' Jay, Joey Drink Houston, and Joker. And it's free bingo. And if you win, you get free alcohol. And I'm going to throw in Neighbors 2 screening passes. That's coming out May 20th. But enough of that. Let's talk about the Originals. You just heard the promo that aired the day before after. Okay, never mind. Okay, this episode aired March 4th. And I know some of y'all are like, my years old. I know. I apologize. I have a son. He keeps me busy. Plus, for this show, sometimes I like to binge watch. I like to see a bunch. I'm like, oh, another one. I hate waiting. These cliffhangers kill me sometimes. So I'm jumping on this one. The episode was called An Old Friend Calls. And like I said, it aired March 4th. I got my notes here, as you can see. I haven't even written in my Good Shows app because I just. So here are my notes. It was a pretty damn good episode. A lot of action. Let's start off with the dumb stuff first, though. And when I say dumb stuff, I know my friend Kristen and Keisha are going to like chop my head off for this. But Cammy is still an idiot. I don't know what it is about her. I just don't believe her as a cool vampire. I don't know what it is. I don't know if she's just trying to be badass because she doesn't want Klaus to know how she really feels. And so it's just coming off annoying. I don't know. I mean, at one point anybody that listens to my recap shows and has seen my tweets talking with my friends on the Twitterverse, I'm not a fan of Cammy. Never have. And then when she switched over, I was like, okay, she's getting – and then she just lost. I mean, but she's an idiot. I'm not happy. I do want to say that Cole is back, of course, as we see, and he's a lucky bastard. He's with Davina, and I would do anything to have her babies. Let's see what else. Cortez has arrived, this cool, suave Latin vampire that's ready to kill Klaus, kind of teasing him in the beginning of this episode. Let's see what else. I did like, here in my notes, when Davina shows up at the house. And Klaus grabs her. I'm like, oh, Klaus, not too hard. You squeezed my baby. And then he's like, you shouldn't have come here by yourself. Oh, no, that sounded like Cortez. You shouldn't have come. Nah, I can't do Klaus's voice. Anyways, so then what happens is then Cole pops up and goes and throws him across the room. He's like, brother, she didn't come by herself. There you go. And that was pretty badass. I'm liking Cole. I like Cole, Elijah, and Klaus together. You know, I really, truly, I kind of sense in this episode that Cole is going to lose it. And Cole's a killer. He's a cool killer. And I don't know if their relationship's going to work, him and Davina. I mean, he's going to try, but he's just a killer. I don't know. It's like trying to have a great white shark as a freaking pet, you know, and swim around like with, like, thinking, oh, it's like a dolphin. No, it's not. I don't think that's going to happen. Let's see what else here. I got a question, though, for you fans out there. Vincent, is Vincent really that powerful? Is he really that powerful? Because it seems like every time he's about to use his badass powers, something gets in the way. And I don't know if it's just the fact that he really, and this could be a good thing, but also a bad thing. It seems like he really cares for the humans and people and the doing the right thing. And I think that's going to, that hurts him in a sense, because right when he's about to do something, he can't do it because, I don't know. I don't know if he's just, I don't know. Maybe his niceness is his weakness. I don't know. But Vincent better step up to the plate here. I loved it. Loved it. I mean, I clapped and laughed when Cortez pimp slapped. Oh, I know. He probably didn't pimp slap her. He did smack her head against the, whatever. He knocked her out. Thank God. She was annoying. But I'm glad that happened. And I am glad that I was a little concerned here, people. I'm not going to lie. Because I was like, if this White Oak steak, there's another one somewhere. Jesus Christ. How often are we going to stretch this crap out? I mean, I was really getting annoyed. But If you haven't watched it, spoilers, I'll let you pause it, okay, and then you come back in a second. But, okay, whatever. But the thing was is that I'm glad it's just a bullet. I really am glad it's just a bullet. And it has to be Aurora's bullet, right, because she's the one that made the bullets for the gun and everything else, so she had one just in case. So I'm glad it's just a bullet. And how everyone's freaking out over this little tiny thing. But yeah, it's some serious stuff right there in that bullet. Let's see what here. I loved the part with Klaus and Cortez standoff. That was pretty badass, the whole fight scene. And then I really loved it. I love Klaus when he just doesn't give a crap and he literally just pimp slaps his head completely off his body, which was just awesome. Awesome, Klaus! I'm a fan of Klaus. Cortez, bye-bye. And speaking of killing people also and chopping off heads, Haley was going down her list. Like she was like some assassin, like, what movie was it where there was like a list of, I'm thinking Game of Thrones. There you go. Arya's list, you know? So she has this, Haley's got this list that she's just killing people that actually, you know, killed Jackson, had anything to do with Jackson, her man getting killed. And she's just going on this killing spree of the Strix, which is, I agree with Elijah. I don't know if Haley was thinking right. And I think, I don't know if it was this episode or what episode it was when she gets mad at Elijah for dropping the kid thing, or is it Klaus? I don't know. But still, she needs to be smarter, because just going after the Strix to kill off these things, do you not think the Strix are going to go after you and Hope? Your daughter's going to be? I mean, what the hell is Haley's thinking? I mean, I love her, but she's not thinking straight. But I get it. She wants the revenge. I get it. But Elijah came through at the very end of this master plan of getting Klaus and Haley and Hope out of Nola. Elijah goes and finishes off those names, which was pretty badass, which shows you how much Elijah likes her. And I want them, at least I want them to sleep together. Have they slept together? I don't know. I don't know if I want them together, because then it gets like all lovey-dovey on the show. But maybe just a quickie. You know, maybe so. Maybe Elijah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just have sexual tension. Have they slept together? I think they have, haven't they? They did, didn't? No, that was Elijah and that other hot chick. I can't remember. Help me out, people. But either way, I think there's some sexual tension there, and they just need to get it out of the way. But I was kind of pissed off at the end when freaking Haley decides to tell Elijah that out of respect of Jackson, I can't be with you. What the hell is that? Jackson would want you to move on. Plus, Jackson knew you liked Elijah anyways. What is Haley doing? Which that kind of pissed me off. I am not pissed off that Cammy broke up with Klaus. Thank God. Like, if I was Klaus's boy, I'd be like, hey, come on, let's have a shot. This is a good thing, because the bitch is crazy. I mean, she was batshit crazy, and you don't need her in her life. And could you imagine if you married her and had kids with her? Oh, no. So there it is. I'm glad. Though at the end, when Cammy's talking to Vincent, Vincent does say, you know you didn't mean what you said, but you said, but it doesn't matter, because Klaus is gone. And maybe, fingers crossed, that no one will tell dumbass Cammy where they're going. That's what my fingers are crossed. Let's see what else. Can we talk about Davina and Cole? I know the girls were like, oh my God, Cole's shirt is off. Who cares? When Davina took off her little dress and she was like in her little Victoria's Secretions, holy smokes. I seriously want to have her babies too. Let me see what else I have here in my notes. It's obvious that we see Cole getting the thirst. Now, maybe he just needed a sandwich because he just slept with Davina. Or maybe he was just thirsty. Like, for, you know, like he was parched, but obviously he wasn't, because he leaves the freaking house and he starts munching on people. And who pops in? Finn, the do-gooder. Oh, that guy gets my nerves. And he comes in there and just starts taunting Cole, like, oh, see? I don't know what's going to happen with that. I guess we'll see. And then the very, very end, the bullets, but we already talked about it. So now we got it. Man, it was a pretty damn exciting episode. Let me see here. I'm pulling up my Good Shows app on my iPhone, and it looks like XO1C, she wrote a big, giant review. Gave it a 5 out of 5. If you want to check out her review, because it's really long, and yeah, I just don't feel like reading it, this entire thing. I'm sorry, but it's long. But you can tell she's a fan, and I like it. Or he. I don't know. Maybe it's a girl or guy. Who knows? But still, if you want to check out the review, check it out. I'm going to put mine on there as well. Good Shows. If you got an iPhone, it's coming soon to Android. Check it out. It's absolutely free. TV tag and get glue if you're a fan of that. That's where it is. All right, people. I think that's it. I'm going to try to get another episode in. I think I already saw this one. I can't remember. They're on my DVR in the other room. So I'm going to leave you with this. This is what the next episode is going to be, the Originals. It's obvious it's going to be episode 16. And the episode is going to be called Alone with Everybody.
Finn's return is an opportunity to fix what's broken.
How can you be certain?
How was hell?
He's alluring Nick's enemies out of the woodwork.
The phrase sibling rivalry is about to take on a whole new meaning.
The Originals returns Friday, April 1st on the CW.